Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com, and let's talk about the shock of seeing who loves kink or fetish. Do you think you're weird because you like kink or fetish? This post is inspired by comments from a post about kink in pop culture. I'm always interested in the why of things, why people think the way they think, why people do what they do, etc. Pop culture is often a way to explore the why. But sometimes the portrayals are simplistic or downright dumb. For example, movies and kink. Here's a great comment from Princess. I think there really aren't any movies I would recommend as capturing the BDSM mindset and that of its players. Even Anne Rice's great book, Exit to Eden, was destroyed by a horrible movie that simply didn't get the subject matter. Here's an example of movie depiction of being a submissive. I haven't found a movie or show that shows what being a femdom is actually like, although the show Billions comes really, really close. The Secretary is a nice depiction of some of the emotions around being a dominant and being a submissive. Princess brings up a great point by saying, while I agree that The Secretary is better than most, it still portrays both main characters as flawed loners, out of the mainstream, even somewhat damaged people. My limited experience is that we are, for the most part, pretty conventional people with jobs and families, hobbies and lives that, at least out of the bedroom, are pretty vanilla. We are, of course, varied like everyone else, but I think we inhabit every rank and position in society in increasing numbers. So why is kink on the down low? Are you familiar with the work of Brené Brown? She researches shame, vulnerability, creativity, and living a full life. Check her out and then think how important it is to have a place to be vulnerable, be seen, be known, be appreciated, etc. Maybe if we have access to that place, then the superficial and therefore inadequate illustrations in pop culture don't really matter. Let's talk. 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.